This is WCCO, your good neighbor to the Northwest, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The Soviets are seeking advice in the wake of a nuclear disaster. This is Ray Christensen, WCCO Radio News. The Soviets are asking Sweden for advice in fighting a fire at a nuclear power plant. And a Swedish official says it's certain there was a core meltdown at the plant. A reactor inspector at Sweden's State Nuclear Power Inspection Board says the Soviets are asking for Swedish advice in battling the fire at the plant. The nuclear accident has sent radioactivity drifting over much of Scandinavia. More in this report from Wyatt Andrews in Moscow.
According to a Danish diplomat in Moscow, the Soviets have said they will release more information about the Chernobyl nuclear accident, but only after a government commission of inquiry figures out what happened. Today, most of the news from Moscow on the accident is on the diplomatic front, with both Denmark and Sweden pressing the Soviets for more information on the size and nature of the mishap. Because the radiation from the Chernobyl accident apparently drifted toward Eastern Bloc countries and Scandinavia, it is the Europeans and Scandinavians who have the most to fear about continued Soviet silence. In the Soviet media today, nothing. No Soviet newspaper carried the story of the accident, meaning that the only public Soviet acknowledgement of the accident came in a brief spurt on last night's nightly news. In the American embassy today, almost no reaction. Authorities say the embassy lacks the capability to test the air for increased radiation, and there is little inclination to do so anyway. Because the radiation apparently drifted to the northwest, away from Moscow, a spokesman said, there is no reason to think Moscow was affected. Wyatt Andrews, CBS News, Moscow.
President Reagan is flying to Bali for a three-day visit before heading to Tokyo for an economic summit. But the president says he'll be talking trade long before he gets to Japan. He told an audience in Guam that he'll stress free trade at meetings in Bali with representatives from non-communist Asian countries. An anti-government demonstration in Seoul today turned into a fight between some 1,500 university students and police. The violence began after authorities started detaining students trying to get to the demonstration. New England fishermen say their livelihoods depend on a decision to be made today by the International Trade Commission. The agency is to decide whether to continue a duty on imports of fresh fish. The Commerce Department temporarily enacted the tariff after ruling that Canadian subsidies to Canadian fishermen had hurt the U.S. fishing industry. Up 4 in the past hour, it's now 50 degrees in the Twin Cities at 8:02.
Roseville, Chrysler, Plymouth, in the heart of the Twin Cities, home of big rebates, lower financing, and hundreds of new Chryslers and Plymouths in stock for immediate delivery.
I'm calling from the post office. Could I speak to your rebate manager?
One moment, please. Roseville, Chrysler, Plymouth, rebate manager speaking.
Wait a minute. You're the same guy. Are you the rebate manager, too?
Yes, sir. At Roseville, Chrysler, Plymouth, when the overhead's down, the rebates are up.
Yeah, well, you're giving rebates on many Chryslers and Plymouths, some up to $1,300.
Sorry, sir. I don't have that information. One moment, I'll connect you with our sales manager. Roseville, Chrysler, Plymouth sales department with hundreds of new Chryslers and Plymouths in stock and rebates up to $1,300.
I thought you didn't have that information. What about over 200 Horizons in stock starting as low as $54.94?
One moment, I'll connect you with our Horizon manager.
This is ridiculous. Let me talk to your rebate manager again.
Sorry, sir, he just left for lunch.
Plymouth Chrysler, Plymouth dealer on 35W North Roseville. Chrysler, Plymouth in Roseville. Roseville's in Roseville.
A new trial has been ordered by the Minnesota Court of Appeals in a wrongful death suit brought by the family of a motorcyclist who was killed in a collision with a gravel truck in 1981. The appeals court says the lower court made a mistake when it let defendants in the suit play for the jury a videotape showing injuries to motorcyclists who did not wear helmets. The court says the videotape was prejudicial and inflammatory. The owners of the gravel truck had argued that Doyle Johnson would not have died had he worn a helmet. Officials of the Minnesota Commerce Department say they've begun receiving applications for subsidized farm operating loans under the interest buy-down program that Governor Perpich revived last week. Commissioner Mike Hatch of the State Commerce Department says he expects to receive up to 10,000 applications and that the total state cost for reopening the program could reach $20 million. Some 300 teachers in Elk River say they'll walk off the job tomorrow if there's no progress in a meeting this morning to reach agreement on a new contract. The teachers have been working without a contract since last year. If they walk off the job, it would be the first strike by Minnesota teachers this contract season. This morning's touch vote question is, in the NFL draft today, should the Minnesota Vikings draft first for a quarterback? That decision should be coming up shortly, incidentally, and you'll hear it as soon as it happens on CCO. Should they draft first for a quarterback? 72% said yes, 24% said no, 4% were undecided. Twin Cities could have isolated showers and thunderstorms today, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. A high of 65 today, then down to 50 overnight. 50 is the current reading in the Twin Cities, with the wind from the southwest at 6, it's 5 past 8. Ray Christensen, WCCO Radio News.
Panakukin dedicates the next 60 seconds to all those people who suffered the indignities of another lousy breakfast. To those who bought breakfast at the same place they buy their gasoline. To those who ordered the silk Danish out of a vending machine and got the breaded card instead. To those whose breakfast is served with ketchup, fries, and a hand puppet. To all you people, Panakukin offers hope. Three delicious skillet breakfasts. Big, hearty, wholesome meals that satisfy any appetite. Each meal features your choice of homemade bread, baked fresh at each restaurant daily. Pancakes made from scratch, fresh hash brown potatoes, or a large, marvelous muffin. And to top it off, the whole meal is served in a special silver skillet. Try Panakukin's three delicious skillet breakfasts today.
Skillet breakfasts are available at all Panakukin restaurants, including our new store just south of 494 at 35W.
6 minutes past 8 o'clock, 8:06 in the morning. It's a sunny 50 degrees. Oh, great to see that sun this morning, huh? Let's have more of that stuff. This is Tuesday on the Boone Erickson Show, and lots of news breaking. You can be assured you'll hear it first here on good old CCO. I'm sure you've heard about the news about the nuclear accident in Russia, although the latest report from the Soviets says everything's okay. That's the latest we're
hearing. Everything's okay, huh?
Everything is okay. So we'll find out more about that. We'll hear about that here on the Boone Erickson Show. Football draft.
Yes.
We'll have the latest. The Buccaneers got the 85 Heisman Trophy winner, and Tim Moreland and Paul Flatley are at NFL draft headquarters this morning.
By the way, the Minnesota touchboat system, 71% said yes, the Vikings should draft a quarterback. Well, Everett is gone, but Indianapolis picked John Hand, defensive end from Alabama, and St. Louis picked Anthony Bell, linebacker from Michigan State. And one of those teams was expected to maybe pick Chuck Long of Iowa. Now, there are two more picks before the Vikings. It would be interesting if Chuck Long was still available by the time the Vikings pick, what they would do.
They need anybody they can get.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Name a position. We'll take them.
Right. Whatever's happening, wherever, we'll keep you in touch on CCO. You can count on that. 7 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning. 50. Sunny skies out there. Few clouds.
Call up Bingo, hang up the phone to let me know you made it home. Don't want nothing to be wrong with part-time lovers. We could be just part-time lovers tonight.
Hey, Stevie Wonder, hang on there, part-time lover. At 9 minutes past 8 o'clock, we got Tim Moreland and Paul Flatley at NFL draft headquarters.
And it's getting closer to the Vikings pick, and New Orleans has selected whom?
New Orleans has selected offensive lineman Jim Dombrowski, 6'5", 296, out of Virginia, and Kansas City will pick guys within the next 2 minutes, and then it's the Vikings.
Do you think Kansas City, now we've been talking about the possibility of Chuck Long being available by the time the Vikings pick?
Well, I think he will be available. I frankly don't think Kansas City will take him because they have Bill Kenny, the starter, and then, of course, they have not a youngster anymore. He's been in the league, I think, 3 years in Blackledge, the former Penn State player, who they still think is an outstanding quarterback. So they have two guys for certain. I think it'll come down to a choice for the Vikings between Chuck Long, the quarterback out of Iowa, and Leslie O'Neal, the defensive end from Oklahoma State.
Some say this may be a test of Coach Burns as compared to Mike Lynn, because Burns evidently wants a big lineman, and Lynn wants a quarterback. Have you heard that there?
Well, yeah, that seems to be the story, that Lynn leans toward a quarterback and Jerry toward a lineman. Jerry, of course, wants to win right away.
And that's very understandable. I guess, given the choice, I would go along with Jerry Burns' knowledge of football a little bit ahead of Mike Lynn's.
Now, so we're just waiting to see what Kansas City does, and then it's the Vikings.
Right-o. Okay. Kansas City's coming up in a minute, as a matter of fact. Writing their choice down even as we speak.
Oh, well, hold on there.
This will tell us a great deal about what's going to happen with the Vikings.
Okay, just hang right on there. Stevie Wonder, part-time lover, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock on the Boone and Erickson Show on Real Radio 50 Degrees. We're in touch with Tim Moreland and Paul Flatley. Okay, what happened? Kansas City's pick.
Well, Kansas City threw us a bit of a curve. They picked Brian Joswiak, J-O-Z-W-I-A-K. Joswiak is 6'6", 300 pounds, an offensive tackle from West Virginia. So, Paul Flatley, that leaves both O'Neill and Long if they want to take either one.
It's decision time for Minnesota, and there are a lot of sweaty palms out in Eden Prairie right now because they do now have that choice. They can take a quarterback, plan for the future, or they can take that impact player that they've been talking about in a Leslie O'Neill that can make something happen real fast. So Minnesota's on the timer right now. They've got 15 minutes here in this first round to make the selection. And down here at the Metrodome at draft headquarters, there's a lot of people pacing back and forth. There's some of the owners of the Vikings along with the public relations staff, and they have no idea what's going to happen. We're just waiting to see. It'll be interesting.
Is Tarkington there?
Who?
Well, hasn't he taken over yet?
Who?
He hasn't taken over yet, has he?
No, he's not here yet.
Hey, you know, I had heard that they were going to draft all, they got these great offensive linemen, that they're going to draft all them later, like in the second round or so, but a couple have gone already. Was that expected?
I think it was, Raj, because both of these fellows are 6'5", 300 pounds. They're offensive tackles. They can immediately step in and make something happen. There is now another guard that will be available as an offensive lineman, a John Reinstra from Temple, 6'4", 280. He's expected to be drafted real soon. But right now with Minnesota, it will be real interesting to see who prevails. Will it be Jerry Burns, who wants that immediate help with a defensive player, or will it be Mike Lynn, who wants to build for the future, and who knows what sort of future he has?
What's your guess?
I would think...
you notice how I just kind of didn't react to that last line. What?
I don't think you can really pass up a guy like Chuck Long. I mean, even if you select him, you may be able to later trade him to another team who needs a quarterback and pick up a couple experienced players. That could happen.
Wasn't he expected to go, like, to Indianapolis, like about the fourth pick?
Well, he was, but Indianapolis made that trade with Dallas for Gary Hogaboom. So that then allowed them to pick up John Hand, the defensive lineman, which now makes Long available. But it's hard to pass a Long up. There's teams like L.A. that need a quarterback. We may end up seeing a trade later on in this day, even after Minnesota picks Long.
How do you compare Chuck Long with Jim Everett?
Well, I think Jim Everett is a little more mobile than Chuck Long. I think Chuck Long is the smarter of the two quarterbacks. I think he better understands the offensive system. But the thing I like about Everett is his versatility, his ability to buggy whip that ball all over the field, either short or long. And again, with a little bit of pressure, he's able to move around back there, set up, and deliver the ball. So I think he was the logical first quarterback to be picked. Certainly, if Long's available now to the Vikings, it'll be hard not to select him.
Yeah, how's Long, how is his arm?
He's got a good arm.
He can...
Got good touch with the ball. You know, a lot of quarterbacks come into this league.
He can throw deep.
I remember Terry Bradshaw, when he first came into this league, I mean, he broke shoulder pads. He threw the ball so hard at his receivers. But Long showed a great deal of touch when Minnesota played Iowa down there this year, a game Ray Christensen and I did. He can throw short, he can throw long, he can zip it in the seams, he can throw over the linebackers. He's an awfully good quarterback, and it's a shame we don't have the real depth on this club to be able to take a Long and keep him around for two or three years and groom him for a long-term tenure here. But again, we're trying to chase those Bears in the Central Division, and the only way we can do that is to quickly put some people on the field that can make something happen.
Going to be interesting. Stand by.
We'll let you know.
Okay. Okay, Paul Flatley, Tim Moreland there at draft headquarters. It's 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. 50 degrees this hour, the Twin Silver Sweepstakes. This hour, the Boone Erickson Show. If we announce your name, you could win. Twins tickets, dinner for two, gasoline, hundreds of dollars.
I'll take it.
John works at an outfit. He'll be checking in with us a little after 8:30.
Ralph John
Fitt? RJ, yeah.
He's going to work for us as a sports announcer.
He's going to tell us all about the marathon being covered by Channel 4.
Oh, sure. Now that we build it up, make it the thing it is today, now they want in on it.
Of course.
Well, for heaven.
18 minutes past 8 o'clock. 50. Sun shining. Good morning, Milda Fever in our weather center.
Good morning.
How you doing? By golly, that sun looked gorgeous this morning.
Didn't it, though? That's a nice blue sky out there.
We don't need any more monsoons.
No, we certainly don't. We'd like to dry things out a bit. Unfortunately, we're probably going to have a few more showers around, maybe this afternoon, some more tonight and tomorrow, so we're not rid of it entirely. It's been kind of a rainy spring, and of course we set that record rainfall for the month of April, now up to 5.44 inches. Maybe get some more tonight before we finish off the month. We'll probably stay fairly mild for temperatures for the next 3 or 4 days at least. Pattern is being set up generally with westerly flow across the area, a typical spring situation, although the showers are more up into this area than they would normally be. I don't think we'll get any more heavy rain, but it's going to be enough probably to keep us rather wet in the next couple of days in some areas. But we'll have sunshine today. We should see 65 this afternoon, with the possibility of an isolated shower or two this afternoon. If you're planning to do some golf, I don't think it'll be enough to drive you off the course. Clear at Duluth now and 40 degrees, 46 up at St. Cloud. Fargo is clear in 45, Bismarck partly cloudy in 37. But with sunshine around the area, we're going to see those temperatures moderate a lot during the afternoon. Low of 50 in the Twin Cities tonight, some lingering morning showers tomorrow, high of 60, southwest winds 8 to 18 today. They're southwest at 6 now, barometer 2983, pressure falling, 83% humidity, partly cloudy, and we're up to 50 degrees.
50, we're going for 65 maybe,
65,
huh?
Yeah.
Like
nice
that.
Afternoon.
I'd like that, 19 and a half after 8 o'clock. Thanks, Milty.
Hey, you can move into a new brick home now without ever leaving your living room.
You're kidding.
That's true. The brick distributors of Minnesota have created a great new easy way to re-side your existing frame house with genuine, beautiful brick. Only takes about 3 days.
Do you mean to say, Boone and Erickson, I can turn my dull, drab house into an exciting brick home without ever lifting a finger?
And not only is it quick and easy, it's economical. Re-siding with real brick is often cheaper than aluminum or steel siding.
Wow!
And it lasts forever. You won't ever have to paint again.
Well, I can really say, I could even throw away my paintbrushes and my ladder, and I can give my scraper to my brother-in-law?
Well, that's only part of it. The fact is, your home's new brick overcoat will not only increase its value to you because it'll be more attractive and desirable, it'll make selling your home easier, too. As a matter of fact, national surveys show that brick homes sell faster and for higher prices than other kinds.
Boy, all this, and I don't have to do anything either.
That's right. Call the Brick Distributors of Minnesota, 854-0196. Ask them about the Brick Overcoat. Not a bad name.
I like it.
They'll send you a free brochure that tells the whole story, even before and after pictures of houses just like yours.
You can call your local brick distributor, too. He's in the phone book under Brick.
Under Brick.
Call him right away. You could be in your brick house this spring.
We'll remind you that the Vikings right now are in the room and they're fighting over what the next draft pick will be.
Lens and Burns, what's it going to be?
Will it be Leslie O'Neill, an unbelievable player? An impact player.
Impact player.
Jerry Burns would like someone like that, or will it be Chuck Long?
Hey, a couple of sports notes.
Chuck Long wasn't supposed to be available by the Vikings' time.
Bringing you up to date with the NFL draft, sudden death of Dave McClain, Wisconsin football coach, shocked everybody. 48 years old. Was on an exercise bicycle. He'd worked out, and then he was taking a sauna at Camp Randall Stadium, died a short time later at a local hospital. And in other sports news in the National League, not much baseball yesterday. Twins were quiet. They meet the Yankees. We'll hear that tonight. St. Louis 5, San Francisco 4 in 12 innings in the National League. Chicago Cubs 4, San Diego 3, Los Angeles 2, Pittsburgh 1. And in the NHL playoffs, Toronto 5, St. Louis 3. That means a series tied 3-3. Edmonton 5, Calgary 2. Series tied there 3-3. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers expected to make Heisman Trophy winner Bo Jackson or Auburn the number one pick. Well, they did, and we're hearing about that. What else is happening? Let's see. The Minnesota Gophers in baseball swept a doubleheader from Northwestern Monday, winning 7-4 and 3-2 to take a four-game lead atop the Western Division in the Big Ten Conference. Boy, are they good. Women, Gophers women, softball. Minnesota won Iowa State nothing, and then the Iowa State came back and took the second game 3-1, so they split.
If it will help the decision-making at all with the Vikings, someone tell them there, now as they're conferring, that in our touch vote question this morning, in the NFL draft today, should the Minnesota Vikings draft first for a quarterback, 72% said yes, 24% said no.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Sims of Mankato State took the lead after the first day of the North Central Conference Decathlon at Concordia College in Moorhead. And how about that Kirby Puckett, named American League Player of the Week?
Should be.
Yeah, you bet. Twins are in New York, of course, as I mentioned. They play the high-flying Yankees tonight with the Twins' John Hollywood Butcher. Hollywood John looking for his first win. Ron Guidry, who has a 3-0 record, will hurl for the Yankees. They have been tough.
You know, one thing they can think about with Chuck Long, if there are any tickets available, like most Viking games are sold out, the Iowa fans have come up like crazy to watch their favorite.
That's right. Hey, I was just thinking about Roscoe Tanner, I understand, is going to be in St. Cloud on the 5th of May and in St. Paul on the 6th, according to Bob Larson, our tennis man. And Roscoe Tanner, he served against you, didn't he?
Yes, he did. 150 miles an hour.
Yeah, they're gonna put a radar gun on his serve and other people's serve when he comes to town. We'll hear more about that, I'm sure.
I didn't see it. I can honestly tell you I didn't see it. All I heard something.
I'm glad I was playing with Roscoe.
I heard something coming. He said, you're going to get the first serve as though you were a pro there, kid.
Yeah.
So stand by.
And there it was.
And it came, and so I heard this thing coming. So I kind of brought my racket forward, and it hit my thumb. And it was like I was hit.
The ball hit your thumb?
Like I was hit with a baseball.
Yeah.
Boy, that hurt.
Oh, he's too bad to retire, but he was a great, great tennis player. 50 degrees right now in our Twin Cities, 25 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Put an Erickson here.
Say, Roger, if you want to find a great movie, you look for long lines at the box office, right?
Right.
And if you want to find a great health care plan, you look for...
long lines at the doctor's office.
No, look at the numbers.
The numbers.
For instance, last year, nearly 200,000 Minnesotans chose Aware Gold, the health care plan that lets you call the shots.
Oh, and a lot of them switched from HMOs, didn't they?
Right, for some very good reasons.
Like Minnesota's biggest health care network, with over 6,000 doctors and health care experts statewide.
And 100% coverage of most network services, from routine checkups and chiropractic care to major surgery.
But best of all, Aware Gold lets you call the shots. You choose your own doctor. You decide when to see a specialist or get a second opinion, with no referral restrictions.
Maybe you should find out why more and more Minnesotans are saying so long to their HMOs and hello to Aware Gold. All it takes is a phone call to 456-5050 or 1-800-382-2000.
Aware Gold and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota.
26 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, 50 degrees, we're going for 65. Let's see, they got about 4 minutes left, haven't they?
Trying to remember when they started picking. It was
about quarter after
about
eight.
Quarter after, yeah. When Kansas City made their pick?
I think so. And we'll be hearing from Tim Moreland and Paul Flatley just momentarily. Say, some of CCO's traffic information is provided to Dean Spratt by reporters from the WCCO Radio Vector 1 Traffic Network. Let's check traffic now with Dino. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mr. T. Boone.
How you doing there, kid?
I'm doing good. I've been listening to a lot of things here at once, so I missed. Have we made our choice yet, the Vikes?
Still to come, just still, a few minutes away.
Still waiting, huh? It sounds like they're going to use the whole 15-minute time limit today.
Yeah, right after you do the traffic, we'll get it.
Excellent. Well, let's get the traffic out of the way then. It's actually moving along pretty well. We have had an accident down on Highway 41. Sounds like it's down in the Chaska area. A couple of stalls had something 694 westbound over by East River Road. That's gone now. Heavy traffic will remain up there, though, for a little while. No injuries in any of the incidents we've had this morning. The Bloomington Ferry Bridge remains closed. And 169, we warn you, has been very, very heavy afternoons.
Hey, Dino.
Yes, sir.
Hang on.
Okay.
You can finish the traffic right after this.
Okay.
Okay. Tim Moreland is looking. They're just putting it up on the board, right, Tim?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Roger, there has been a trade.
A trade? They're going to trade down.
Okay, well, yeah, they have traded down. Here's what happened, if I can recap very quickly for you. They traded with San Diego. Now, San Diego had Green Bay's pick, which was number 13 today. San Diego trades the 13th pick to the Vikings, along with San Diego's second-round pick, in exchange for Minnesota's first pick and third-round pick. And the Chargers, with the first-round pick of Minnesota, have taken defensive end Leslie O'Neal out of Oklahoma State. So the Vikings will be picking in the number 13 position in the first round, and then they will also have San Diego's second-round pick. They will not have a third-round pick.
Where does San Diego stand in the second round there?
San Diego in the second round
is, but I have it here somewhere myself.
17th.
I
16th.
As an average fan, I don't understand this.
Well,
What advantage is there to doing that? The last time we did that, we ended up with, Marty McDowell and who else?
Hey, I'll tell you, while you're figuring that out, let's...
You go ahead with the traffic.
Hey, Dino, let's have the rest of the traffic, and we'll pick up some more on the draft.
Okay, interestingly enough, while we were getting the draft choice, a couple of accidents. 494 eastbound at France Avenue, an accident. And Highway 100 southbound at Highway 55, a four-car accident. Golden Valley Police will be going. Sounds like the State Patrol has stumbled upon that accident. It's right up by their offices. 100 southbound at 55. In the left lane, a four-car accident. They'll be working on clearing that.
Okay, Dino Spratt, traffic here on CCO. Your birthday, you know, is special at Mr. Steak. On your birthday, your steak dinner is free after 4 p.m., so call the Twin City Mr. Steak nearest you or the Connection. Call the Connection at 922-9000. It's 8:29 in the morning, 50 going for the 60s.
Midwest Federal is on the grow like never before. 1985 was absolutely fantastic.
Total assets rose to over $3 billion.
Net income was $26 million.
And get this, Midwest Federal's net worth topped $132 million.
That's hard to beat.
Which reminds me, give a listen to the new beat that Midwest Federal has.
Grow with us, the good tree to come to, for strength and stability. Save with us, plan with us. We're all you need us to be.
So come talk with us, dream with us. We're growing your way.
And build for tomorrow, today. Midwest Federal. Grow with us.
Hey, doesn't that make you want to stop in at one of the 40 Midwest Federal offices in Minnesota and start growing right along with a good tree?
Yeah. Okay. 8:30 in the morning, we have 50 degrees, going for 65. Ray has the news ready for us in just a moment. Before we go to news, let's pick up the rest from Tim Moreland and Paul Flatley at NFL Draft Headquarters at the Metrodome.
By trading down, that means we now have picks number what?
All right, the Vikings now will have, on the first round, they'll have San Diego's pick, which is number 14 overall. And on the second round, they'll move up from being number 26 to number 16. So the Vikings will get two players in the top 42 players in the draft.
By number 14, there'll still be a lot of good players, including offensive players.
Well, they think so. Let's just see briefly what Paul thinks about the deal and if it makes any sense.
Well, I'm a little puzzled, to tell you the truth, because here we have a chance to pick up Leslie O'Neal or a Chuck Long, a player that could contribute for a long time. And we give up six places to take San Diego's pick. We do, however, get a second-round choice, but keep in mind, Minnesota's not had a great deal of luck in the second round. I think 3 years ago when they traded their first-round pick for three number twos, it happened to be Robin Senlein, Jarvis Redwine, and Marty McDowell. None of the three are on the roster here 3 years after they were picked.
Okay, fellas.
There's a lot of...
I'm glad, Paul Flatley, to see that you're puzzled, too.
There's a lot of puzzled faces around here, and again, I say that there's some people here from the Viking organization that went, what in the world is does that mean? But we'll have to wait and see. Certainly, Minnesota picking 14th will still get a quality player, but not some of the names that have previously been mentioned as someone that might step right in.
Like Leslie O'Neill and Chuck Law.
That's right.
Okay. We'll check with you right after the news, okay?
Good deal.
Thanks, fellas. Paul Flatley and Tim Moylan on the go there at NFL Draft Headquarters. It's 8:32:50 going for the 60s, and Ray's all set to bring us the news on the Boone Erickson Show on WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis. WCCO Radio News, Ray Christensen reporting. The government says its broad gauge of future economic activity advanced 0.5% in March. The 0.5% gain last month follows a revised 0.9% rise in February. The index seeks to predict domestic economic activity 3 to 6 months in advance. The economic barometer has risen 9 points since March of last year and has either advanced or remained steady for 10 consecutive months. A Swedish diplomat says the Soviet Union has asked the Swedish government for help in putting out a fire at a nuclear power plant. One Western diplomat says such a fire is worse than a nuclear meltdown. More on the story from Gary Thatcher in Moscow.
The Kremlin is still refusing to provide details about the accident, but Radio Moscow has gone further than the earlier official statement on the accident and admitted that the incident in the Ukraine had pointed up the dangers of nuclear power production in this country and in the West.
Drastic measures are being carried out to guarantee the power reactor's reliability and safety. Nevertheless, our observer notes, as this accident and many others at nuclear power facilities in Western countries show that the application of nuclear power, even for peaceful purposes, can be dangerous.
Radio Moscow also used the word victims for the first time in referring to the accident, raising the possibility that there had been injuries or even loss of life. Gary Thatcher for CBS News, Moscow.
And the Soviets are now calling it a, quote, disaster. President Reagan has arrived in Bali. He will spend 3 days on the island to meet with Indonesia's president and attend a meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Foreign Ministers. Remains of the Space Shuttle Challenger astronauts go to a military mortuary in Delaware from Florida today. 50 degrees in the Twin Cities at 8:34.
What can you buy with $7 today? Movie for two with popcorn? Or a small pizza with cheese? So when someone offers you $7, you take it, right? That's why you should take advantage of AC Delco's Big Spring Rebates. You get a quarter back on every AC spark plug. With a limit of eight, that's $2. And AC oil filters. A buck back on each, limits two, so there's another $2. And get a $1.50 rebate on every AC air filter. With a limit of two, that's three more dollars. So the rebates total $7. And to get them, just pick up a rebate coupon and details from a participating retailer. Or call 1-800-AC-DELCO for a retailer near you. If you're going to keep your car running right, do it with quality AC Delco parts and get some money back. Then go ahead and see what $7 still buys. AC Delco's Big Spring Rebates end June 28th. Allow 90 days for rebates. Void where prohibited.
You get a quarterback with each AC spark plug. I wonder if the Vikings know about that. A hotline set up to help Minnesota farmers has been getting a flood call, as many as 70 to 80 per hour. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is taking calls from farmers who need credit for this year's work. The phones are being answered from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, Monday through Friday. The number is 1-800-652-9747. 1-800-652-9747. There could be a teacher strike tomorrow in Elk River. Some 280 instructors are threatening to walk off their jobs if they cannot reach a new contract agreement. There are going to be talks today, and officials hope that will prevent a walkout.
A president has been named for the Minnesota World Trade Center in St. Paul, 55-year-old Roger Johnson. The World Trade Center is scheduled to open in the fall of 1987. And in case you missed it, the Minnesota Vikings have postponed their first-round draft choice. They traded with San Diego, so they gave away their first and third round picks, and San Diego gave them their 14th round and 16th second round picks to Minnesota.
Excuse me, Ray, if I could interrupt just a second.
Surely.
Tim Moreland is on the line with some additional information.
This gets a little bit tough to follow, guys, but...
It was tough enough already.
Okay, Ray took care of the early part of it. Here's what's happened since the Vikings made that deal. The Vikings have now traded their second-round pick and the second-round pick they have just received from San Diego to the New York Giants for veteran offensive tackle Gary Zimmerman. And that's where they stand now. So the Vikings will not make a pick, per se, on the second round. They, in exchange for their draft choice in the second round, which was the 25th choice, they trade that to the Giants along with the one they just picked up a few moments ago, number 16, from San Diego. So the Vikings will have no pick on the second round, and in exchange for those two choices they give away, they get offensive tackle Gary Zimmerman from New York.
Okay, and we'll ask you a little later what he's like.
And I'd like to be able to tell you, but I never heard of the guy. He's from the USFL. That's about all I know about him.
Maybe, no way.
You know anything about Gary Zimmerman, Paul?
I think he's from the University of Oregon. He played the United States Football League. The Giants had the rights to Zimmerman, but Zimmerman said, I don't want to play in New York. I don't want to be there. And he was made available to the Vikings, and they made the trade.
The Twin Cities forecast is more predictable. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are a possibility today. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. A chance of morning showers tomorrow. The high today near 65, down to 50 overnight. A high of 60 tomorrow. And the current readings, the barometer, 29.83 and falling. The wind southwest at 6, 50 degrees in the Twin Cities at 838 and a half.
Right after I got back from China, Ben Frothingham called me and told me he wanted me to see and drive a new Acura. Ben is the general manager of the newest auto dealership in the upper Midwest, Bloomington Acura. You see, the Acura is a brand new automobile from American Honda. Two new models to choose from, the sporty Acura Integra, a responsive 16-valve dual overhead cam four-cylinder. Talk about lively performance. And then the luxurious Acura Legend with all the class of a European touring sedan. Its 24-valve V6 engine will take you from 0 to 50 in less than 8 seconds. Eat your hearts out, Benz and Bimmer. Say, if you love to drive and want quality performance and a great value, you've got to see and drive these new Acuras from Bloomington. Only place in the Midwest where you get a taste of these new machines. Ben told me you got to drive it. I won't let you talk about them until you've sat behind the wheel and experienced the thrill of an on-the-road driving experience. You be the judge and get behind the wheel. Only place to do it, at Bloomington Acura, junction of 82nd Street and 35W South. This area's only authorized Acura dealership. They'll outperform anything you've ever driven before. My name isn't Charlie Boone.
Hey, Charlie Boone, I know your name. I recognize you right there.
Charlie Boone with Roger Erickson on Boone and Erickson on WCCO Radio. The continuing drama of the Minnesota Vikings draft pick ended up not to be a draft pick, but a trade to the Giants for another player. They traded draft picks, and then they traded these picks to the Giants, and we got a Giants.
I can't keep up with this. I'm sorry.
Well, let's see if Ralph John Fritz knows. You got it all figured out there, Ralph?
Roger, I'm in the same boat as you. I know Moreland and Christensen and Boone and Erickson, but Gary Zimmerman, I don't think most of us know, but I think it's kind of a case for like when you were a little kid, your dad makes a decision or two, and you kind of scratch your head, you leave it up to him, and somehow it works out, but we'll have to see down the road.
He may be like a Keith Millard, say, or something like that.
With Dad, it works out. I don't know about this one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still kind of shocked. I don't want to look back on this thing and it comes up with something like a Darren Nelson over Marcus Allen sort of a deal. But I was surprised. I'm a Chuck Long fan myself from Iowa.
Well, the Vikings always surprise on draft day, don't they?
They always do. And so it's like what Grant has always said, we're just going to have to wait to see down the road what happens here.
I bet your bud's glad he went fishing again.
It would be fun to be in that room when they're all kind of trying to decide, or if they're arguing or whatever happens in there, on what they're going to do. It would be, and then it gets down to that last minute, and they said, oh, heck, let's trade now. Hey, Ralph.
Yes.
big news about the marathon, which is a very special marathon this year. You guys are covering it there at Channel 4.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, we have to go the route radio is doing and go all the way and cover this thing, you know, it's an entirety. We're really happy to be tied in with you folks and Pillsbury, Raj, and we're really excited about it over at television.
Because it's, we have, what, these national championships? It looks like Alberto Salazar may be coming?
Yeah, I talked to Jack Moran, the tournament director, yesterday. He said Salazar was injured, and he talked to him in Boston when he was at the Boston Marathon, and he asked him about coming here. And he said he saw this broad smile come over Salazar's face, and so therefore it looks like he's planning on coming. So they have a big lineup. They have $300,000, as you know, in the Pillsbury purse. And, the 1987 World Championships in Rome are at stake here for a lot of the top runners. And each year, they deem one of the marathons the U.S. Marathon Championship. And fortunately, we have it right here in Minnesota. And it's just, you know, as you know, it's grown in popularity the last 4 years.
Well, it's really the biggie of the year, isn't it, as far as marathons is concerned.
It is. And the sad thing is they're cutting it off at 6,000 runners. I wonder how many they could actually get in that thing.
Yeah.
But if people want to sign up, now's the time to get in there.
Well, good to hear from you, R.J.
Okay, you are running in it, are you, Raj?
No, Charlie. I tell you what I'm going to do, though. So I tell you what, it's Thursday. Charlie and I are going to be thrown in jail at Stillwater State Prison.
You are?
And we're going to broadcast from there, from cell block B.
Well, you know how many years Raj spent at Stillwater. Well, we want to go back and visit his alumni.
Oh, same with R.J.
I was there also right
too.
After Raj for about 7 years.
Yeah,
amazing.
He's belonged down there for a long time, I know that.
Hey, great. Hey,
good talking to you.
Good to talk to you guys.
Okay, Ralph John. Say, we have another name. At 17 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning on the Boone Erickson Show, I promised you we were going to announce a name, and we have him. Herb, we finally found Herb. In Faribault this time. Herb Brugger of 117 11th Street Northwest in Faribault. Herb has 8 minutes and 30 seconds to phone us. Collect. Area code 612-370-0611 and win a pair of tickets to the Twins-Toronto Blue Jays game on May 28th. Dinner for two at one of the Radisson hotels. That includes Sophia's at the Radisson. Oh, benissimo. And $20 worth of gasoline from Amoco. That's Herb Brugger. B-R-U-G-G-E-R, Herb Brugger of Faribault, who should phone us right now. Call collect, area code 612, and the number's 370-0611.
So, meanwhile, Tim and Paul Flatley are still over at draft headquarters. This player that the Vikings traded for... You know, may turn out to really be a diamond, maybe a gem, just that we don't know enough about him. So we'll have to stand by to get more information on this guy.
You rely on regular oil changes and tune-ups to keep your car running smoothly. But did you ever consider your car insurance may need to be tuned up, too? Find out if you've got the coverage you need before you accidentally discover you're not protected. Just see the white or yellow pages and call your nearby American Family agent today.
American Family Insurance.
Rated A-plus by Best's, the industry's authority.
Well, I tell you, that sun looked good this morning. Partly cloudy, partly sunny. You can say, too, isolated showers and thunderstorms they still have in the forecast, so we could have that kind of stuff later. They got enough moisture out there driving out yesterday to Hutchinson. And, boy, there's water in every field, Chuck. Nobody's out planting anything. It's too wet.
Look around. The ditches are filled in some areas.
I think it's the most water I've ever seen out there.
Well, we had a record April.
So. Oh, it's incredible. Expect a high near 65 today. Tonight, cloudy and windy. Good chance of more showers and thunderstorms. Oh, boy. Right now, 50, and Chuck has the markets for us at 8:45.
Okay, Charlie. On the six markets, 7,850 cattle, 2,100 at South St. Paul. And the steers and heifers are 50 cents to a dollar lower, 52.5 on the heifers, on the steers, 51.5 top on the heifers. Holstein steers weak to 50 lower early, 47.5. Slaughter cows steady, 39, a few 40. Bulls are steady, 49, a few all the way up to $52 top. 18,800 hogs, 3,000 at South St. Paul. The barrels and gilts opening 50 lower than the close, 40.5 to 41. Light sow steady to a dollar lower at 37. Heavy steady to 50 higher than yesterday's close at 40 to 41. And boars fully steady topping at 33. 1,017 feeder pigs yesterday saw a $3 to $5 higher market. 30 to 40 pound pigs brought $34 to $38. 40 to 50 pounders, $38 to $45.5. 50 to 60 pounders, $42 to $49.50. 60 to 80 pound pigs, $44 to $50. 300 sheep and lambs opening strong and active. Market so far is up to $78. Today's slaughter nationwide, 131,000 cattle, 315,000 hogs.
All right, Chuck, I imagine a lot of people are getting ready for that. Is that a 5 or 10K up at Breezy?
That is going to be a 15, isn't it? Yes, the Camp Confidence.
Camp Confidence.
Anyway, that's coming up.
It's this weekend.
That's right.
This weekend.
We go up Friday, and we'll be talking about it, and can't wait to get up there.
Say, by the way, you should go up to Breezy, not only for this weekend, but for any time. Listen to this. Can you imagine? Now, you want to know what $99 will get you at Breezy right now? Two nights, 3 days, including modified food service, and the package also includes all the fun things,
all the golfing, swimming, fishing, tennis, boating, whatever you want to do.
$99.
Yeah. Call and reserve the spot today. We can use the Breezy Point hotline, can't we? 1-800-432-3777.
Yeah.
You call that number, tell them Boone and Erickson promised your Breezy weekend would be a memorable one.
1-800-432-3777 for Breezy Point. By the way, you could call them, too, and ask them about the, you know, any vacations coming up, any number of days or weeks or whatever. They have a beautiful color brochure and a rate sheet. But, of course, you can't beat $99 for an entire perfect Breezy weekend during the spring.
It's on Pelican Lake, just north of Brainerd. Beautiful spot. And it's gorgeous right now. I was mentioning driving out west. Things are greening up nice. The trees are leafing out, and the grass has never been greener, but there's more water in the field than I've ever seen.
Really?
Incredible. And nobody's... this was on Highway 7 going west toward Hutch.
Well, the ground is saturated.
Oh, yeah.
And until it all runs off some, it's really runoff.
I saw Denny Hansen out in Hutchinson.
Oh, yeah?
Denny Hansen, who he hangs around Olivia a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to say hello.
You bet.
Yeah. And saw a bunch of other folks in Hutch, too.
Well, that Denny's quite a kid. I won't tell you everything about him, but...
You know him from money, right?
That's right.
Okay. 11 and a half before 9 o'clock, it's 50 degrees. We're going for 65. Big news. We'll probably hear some more details on the network when we go to CBS on the accident, the nuclear accident, just 60 miles north of Kiev. And the last report on the network, they said, well, everything is okay.
Yeah, it's hard to believe with all the evidence, all the stuff that's happening up in Scandinavia, the testing that's being done, everything. Some are saying, again, as... only the Soviet Union can seem to do.
Well, they don't have accidents in the Soviet Union.
No,
you know
right.
that. They don't have train accidents. They don't have plane accidents. Anything that happens, a catastrophe, you don't hear about it.
Yeah, they did admit there was an accident yesterday, but now they're saying, but it's, you know, not much to it. It's everything's okay in Kiev.
Well, this morning we have with us here on the Boone Erickson Show the head of the Kiev Chamber of Commerce. And, sir, we're sorry to hear about the nuclear accident in Kiev.
Everything is hunky-dory in Kiev. Don't cancel travel plans or anything like that.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. We heard that this was a major meltdown. They're talking about...
True, there was some accident. But look at it this way. No mosquitoes. Huh? You like...
You know, you Minnesota people, you are something. You get rid of one Siberian tiger.
Just yesterday, we got rid of thousands.
Now, come on, you're glossing it all over.
Well, I got to admit, it has ruined the tanning booth business. It has done
yeah,
that.
It does.
Yes, yes. But look at it from this angle. In USA, what do they do to you people in Minnesota, huh? Because you vote for Mondale, they are going to dump nuclear waste on Minnesota. We dump on the original Swedes.
Well, it might be a while before any of us will travel there to Kiev anyway.
No, no, no. Look, when you come, to be sure you feel safe, we use American product so you can wear a round face like Babushka to be safe.
An American product?
Reynolds Wrap.
Next thing you got to tell us, this has all been a good thing.
Sure. In the refrigerator, we no longer need light inside. Vegetables now glow by themselves. People love it.
Now, wait a minute. minute. They're leaving town, we understand. All the buses have been commandeered from Kiev to go to the site.
News Media U.S. typical. Only one person has left town, and we call him Chicken Kiev.
We just made skincare a whole lot easier to swallow. Zincare ZM, the unique formula for skincare that you don't put on your skin, you put it in your skin. Zincare ZM is a little blue tablet, an organic compound called zinc methionine that provides a nutritional approach to clear, healthy skin. You see, what you put into your body shows on the outside of your body. And the time to worry about a blemish is not only after it appears, but before it appears. So get a 60-day supply of Zincare ZM. Take the little blue tablet once a day, every day, and watch for the difference. We think you'll agree that skincare has become a whole lot easier to swallow. Zincare ZM, skincare that works from the inside out.
Look for Zincare ZM in the blue package in the skincare section at your local drugstore.
8 minutes before 9 o'clock, to balance some of the sports news we've had this morning, we talk about the Tokyo String Quartet. One of today's foremost chamber ensembles. I'm probably coming in town because of the Walker, the big Japanese show at the Walker. It performs in concert this Thursday, the Tokyo String Quartet at Orchestra Hall, beginning at 8 p.m., an event co-sponsored by Walker and the Minnesota Orchestra. And you can reserve seats by calling 371-5656. That's the Orchestra Hall number. A Chopin Festival taking place this weekend, sponsored by the Twin Cities Frederic Chopin Society. A wide selection of music by Chopin, presented Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Plymouth Church of Minneapolis and the Fine Arts Center of McAllister College. You want to find out more, call the Chopin Society, 623-0889. And the McAllister Festival Chorale presents two performances of Mozart's Grand Mass in C Minor this Saturday and Sunday evenings at McAllister at the Fine Arts Center. Performances at 8, and you can reserve seats by calling McAllister, 696-6520. All right, Tim Moreland, let's get it straightened out. Tell us who, Jim, first of all, tell us how all that worked that we ended up with a guy named Zimmerman.
Here it is, guys. The Vikings traded their number one draft choice and their number three draft choice to the San Diego Chargers for the Chargers' first round pick. Now, that came some time ago via Green Bay. It's the number 14 pick overall in the first round that the Vikings will now get. And they also get the Chargers' second round pick. Okay? Now, what the Vikings did after that deal was turn to the New York Giants and say, listen, we'll give you our number two round draft choice and that second round draft choice, which we just got from San Diego, in return for the rights to offensive tackle Gary Zimmerman. Now, Zimmerman is 6'5", 280. He's played 2 years with the LA Express in the U.S. Football League. The Giants have his NFL rights, but he does not want to play in New York. He's a young man who played at the University of Oregon and has grown up with the outdoor life, said everything he's heard and read about Minnesota he likes, and he wants to come to an outdoor-oriented place. He says he's very much interested in being here and plans to be in training camp.
Now, I'm sorry, he is an offensive lineman?
He's an offensive tackle.
Offensive tackle, 6'5", 280,
right.
Was with the LA Express.
In the USFL.
And the Giants had the rights to him.
Correct.
And we traded our... Now, does that mean we still have our first-round pick that we traded for?
The Vikings now still have the 14th pick on the first round.
Oh, okay, okay.
And they now have nothing in the second round and nothing in the third round.
Okay, I somehow I had thought they had traded the first and second round choices that they had. So they still do have the first round, number 14. Okay, bring us up today quickly. What's happened for someone just tuning in? Who picked what?
Okay, the first choice today was Tampa Bay's Bo Jackson, the running back from Auburn. Atlanta then took nose tackle Tony Casillas, big 280-pounder from Oklahoma. Houston selected Jim Everett, a quarterback from Purdue, as the third choice today. Then the Indianapolis Colts, picking fourth, took defensive end John Hand from Alabama. The St. Louis Cardinals grabbed linebacker Anthony Bell from Michigan State. New Orleans Saints took Jim Dombrowski, a 296-pound offensive lineman from Virginia. Brian Joswiak, a 300-pound offensive tackle from West Virginia, was Kansas City's first-round pick. Then San Diego, with Minnesota's choice on the first round, took Leslie O'Neal, 6'4", 245 defensive end from Oklahoma State. Pittsburgh took John Reinstra, an offensive tackle from Temple. Philadelphia took Ohio State running back Keith Byers, and Cincinnati just selected Joe Kelly, a linebacker from the University of Washington. We're waiting on the 12th pick in the draft. That's Detroit coming up next.
Philadelphia took Byers, huh?
Yes, sir. They say he can't play at least the first half of the season. Let me ask Paul, do we still have a first-round draft choice? We do, and it's the 14th pick, correct? Paul says yes, that's correct. Vikings will pick Detroit, San Diego, and then the Vikings will pick the third next selection.
Okay, now that all the draft watchers there around you know who Zimmerman is, what's the feeling there now?
You know, it's fairly positive. Everybody knows, Raj, that the Vikings need help in the offensive line, particularly at the tackle position. So it's a complicated thing, and when it was first announced, the deal with San Diego, all the swapping, people couldn't figure out, as Paul Flatley said on the air, what's going on with this deal? But then when they made the second deal with the Giants, it seemed to make some sense because Zimmerman does have a couple of years of pro experience, albeit in the USFL.
And Sid had this in his column yesterday, the whole thing. It was straight down for Zimmerman. He had it all there.
Did he have it?
Yeah,
really?
It was
Did
in there yesterday.
Sure.
Oh, great. That's what we're going to hear about.
He thought it was Paul Zimmerman from Sports Illustrated.
Hey, now, some guy called, Jeff called, and he said, you know, this sounds like the old Abbott and Costello routine. Who's on first? You know, who's got first? But we still have the first-round draft pick, number 14, and we're not too far from that.
No, Detroit's going to pick in about the next 5 minutes, then San Diego, then the Vikes.
Okay. Thank you, Timmy.
Talk to you after nine,
okay,
guys.
Bye. Say, our man on the go in the WCCO Radio News Bureau is all ready to go.
Hi, Charlie.
Steve Murphy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's the big story? Of course, the big story is out of Russia and the NFL draft here locally, but we'll hear more about that in just a couple of minutes.
Also, teachers in the Elk River School District are holding last-minute talks this morning in their effort to prevent Minnesota's first teacher strike this contract season. We'll have details. And Will Steger and his team are getting close to the North Pole.
Okay. Very good. Steve Murphy, CCO Radio News. Got to tell you about tires. You're looking for tires, and especially this time of year, you want good tires for that vacation trip. A lot of people are going to be traveling this summer.
Well, you want to go to Tires
Price
Plus.
Price of gas and all?
Tires Plus, you know that you're going to get the lowest prices. You know you're going to get variety. When you go there, you have a choice of tires, like Bridgestone.
Those are the best tires you can... Famous Bridgestone steel radials are on sale right now, 35% off. Would you believe this?
35% off.
Mm-hmm.
Steel radials from 1995, would you believe? Kelly Springfield, this week Tires Plus is slash prices on all their tires.
That's the oldest tire company in the USA, and their popular priced Explorer all-season steel radial starts at $39.
And, of course, they have Goodyear, all the good tires. They're all there.
You
at
bet.
Tires Plus.
Serving Minneapolis and Highland Park area at 46 in Hiawatha, and the new location in Apache Plaza Shopping Center.
All right.
They got a bunch of locations. 50 degrees right now in our Twin Cities. Say tonight on CCO, the Twins go to New York to take on the Yankees. Complete coverage begins at 6:15 tonight. It's early from the East Coast. Tomorrow on CCO, Project Lifesaver continues with Ebby Teagan, Executive Director of the Minnesota Seatbelt Coalition. We'll talk with us tomorrow morning around 8:20. And then at 9:15 on the Boone Erickson Show, Martin and Mickey Friedman from the Walker Art Center. They're going to talk about that new exhibit, Japan, Tokyo. And tomorrow morning at 10:15, we're going to learn all about Alzheimer's. Okay? And then Tim and Ruth will talk to St. James about the people and fads in Hollywood. And Detroit just took Chuck Long. Okay, that's the latest.
Detroit took Chuck Long.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the latest on the draft.
It had to happen now that Clint Eastwood has been elected mayor of Carmel, California, starting a trend. Next, Conan the Congressman. That sounds all right.
Conan the Congressman, huh?
Mm-hmm. Take a look at Smoltz Mazda.
New trucks from just $58.88. Over 150 Mazdas in stock. Only at Maury's Mazda.
Take a look.
Highway 12 near 494 in Minnetonka.